Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. By the way, I was calling to follow up just to ensure that the account setup is complete. And in that way, we get to deliver the results that you signed up for. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Let me get out of
here. Okay, sure.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I was actually following up in regards to running Facebook ads, and that means gaining admin access to your Facebook business page. Are you able to grant us admin access while we're on the phone?
Actually, I need to create one. Can you help me create one on there?
I sure can walk you through in creating a basic one.
All right,
wonderful. Also, by the way, I'm following up in regards to Google Business Profile. It just needs video verification at the moment, which I sure can discuss after.
I need somebody to send me that video verification again so I can go through it with my other computer and get it done.
All right, yes, I'll definitely resend the email with instructions on how you can get the video verification done. It also has a sample recording, so just in case you would like to watch how it can be effectively recorded, then you can also refer to the sample recording.
Yeah, I got the way to record it. I mean, I know how to do it, what to do.
Awesome. Wonderful. And just let me know if you have Facebook pulled up already, okay?
I do.
All right. So if you can please go to the menu.
Where's that? At the top?
It should be at the top, yes. Most of the time it's at the top. I mean, it should be at the top left corner, the three dashes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotta get to my page.
That is right. And then you should see where it says create.
I don't see the three up there for some reason.
What does it show on your screen, though?
Just my Facebook page.
So when you clicked on page, I'm sorry, did you click on page or pages?
No, I just clicked on the home.
Okay, the home. And at the top left corner, there should be three dashes or the hamburger menu, the hamburger button, rather. Do you see that?
No, I don't.
Let's see.
Wait, hang on a minute. No.
Are you using an Android phone or is it an iPhone?
Apple.
An Apple. Apple. All right. Let's see. So home should be at the bottom left corner. And then there should be three dashes. Let me see here. Or do you see where it says menu on the bottom right corner of the screen?
No. Oh, hang on. It's at the bottom. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So on the menu, you should see buttons that says pages, saved, memories, groups, marketplace, reels, friends. Do you see that?
On the very bottom. Yeah, I'm on the menu.
Right, so you're on the menu, but do you see where it says pages?
No.
Or if you see a button that says see more, please click on it. Should give you more options.
I don't have any of that. I see marketplace, I see communities, message requests, archive, friend requests, reels.
And then there should be a see more button for you to see other options.
Yeah, I don't see that.
So the bottom of the screen does really have home, real, friends, marketplace, notifications, and profile.
All
but
I see is chat shorts, notification, and menu button.
Do you see where it says Facebook at the top?
Hang on, let me shut it off and go reopen it. Yep, I see where it says Facebook on the top.
All right before the word Facebook, there should be three dashes.
Nope.
Do you see that?
No, I don't. It just says Facebook, and then it's got like a plus and a search and messages.
And can you describe to me what the button at the bottom left or bottom right corner says?
Just got a home button. And then like a video play button, friends, marketplace.
Right. Notifications and then profile, is that correct?
I see I got the pages button. Is that what you want me to go to?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So and when you click on it, there should be a button that says create that is up at the top.
It says pages managed WallPro Inc. It's like somebody already created one, I think.
So you may already have a Facebook, an existing Facebook business page.
Yeah.
All right. If that's the case, there's no need to click on it. You can just close that page out, and then I'll send you an email. It's going to have a link that you can just click and then follow a few prompts to grant us access. I'm sorry?
So, continue WallPro Inc. with me to send us a few follows. Okay, so I'm in the WallPro pages or WallPro page. Back.
And is that the page that you would like to grant us access so that we can run Facebook ads from?
Yeah, but I don't know my password for that one. Is there a separate password?
No, there's not going to be a separate password, so if you would need to log in, you would need to log in using your personal Facebook login information. Facebook business pages cannot be created without a personal Facebook account. But rest assured, it will not grant us access to your personal profile or any of your personal information.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and send the link. Before you get into the email, please make sure that you switch it back to your personal profile.
I'll do that. Let's see.
As the page won't be detected if it's on the Facebook business page.
Okay. I don't know how I'm going to get back to the other Facebook page. Hang on a second. Still on my pages. I still on my WallPro page.
You can also just click on the menu button. Or there should be a button pointing to the left at the top right corner. Do you see that?
Nope. Maybe I need to download the latest Facebook or something. I don't know. So it's... Yeah, it's not letting me do anything like that. Okay, let me go back to my personal one here. Alright. So I'm back to my personal Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. And then I already sent you an email. It has a link that you can just click to grant us admin access. You may also receive a text message with the same link. So whichever you get to receive first will work.
Let's see. Okay, Facebook. All right,
so that should be a link in there. It says click here.
Yeah, I can't remember what my password is for that. Let me see.
Okay.
I took my mobile number off of there, so it's not letting me get in through that way. Yeah, I gotta go back to my account and put a phone number in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know where to get some of my information here. Pages, Reels, Friends, Dashboard, Memory Save, Marketplace, Settings, and Privacy.
I'm sorry, are you trying to update or reset the password?
Trying to just put my phone number in there so it lets me log in.
Okay.
Trying to get to my settings. I got settings here. Settings. Let's see. Trying to log my person, or log into my personal information, but it's not letting me here.
But Facebook, and logging into Facebook, you have been using your phone number, is that correct?
Yep. But it doesn't find a phone number because I took my phone number off of it because I thought I was getting spam calls from it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I see. Well, I can
watch the account.
Okay.
Experience your information. Let's see. Access my information. Door settings. Let's see. I got here. I got a different number in there. It's not allowing me to change it. Contact info.
Or you can actually verify which username you can use in logging in by going to your settings.
Let's see. Okay, I go into settings and
account sign,
password, security details. See what it says. Your information. Hang on, upload. That's not it.
So you can select personal or profiles and personal details from the account center, and then you can select your personal Facebook, or technically at the bottom part it's going to show personal details, and the contact info is the username that you can use for logging in.
Account center you talked about?
Yes, account center, and then
password
from the account center. No, it should be profiles and personal details. Do you see that? It should be just right above password and security.
Okay. Yep.
All right, okay. So when you click on it, at the bottom part, you can see personal details. Do you see that?
Okay.
Name,
username, profile, picture, and avatar. Okay.
All right, so you may want to go back.
Contact information. All right, here we go.
Okay, there you go. So that's username, and then maybe you can reset the password from there. Does it show your phone number?
Yeah, I'm trying to. You deleted your previous number. Okay. Now, see. Hang on a second. They're not letting me confirm the number. Change. Hang on a second.
Okay, sure, yes.
Still not letting me change the number. Change.
Oh, yeah, it may not allow you to change the phone number, but you can reset the password by logging in using that phone number. Do you not have access to that phone number anymore?
It doesn't matter. If I log in with that phone number, it's not my phone number in there. So it's going to send me a verification code, and I can't open it up. It's not going to send it to my phone number.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yep. This is trying to, we sent you an SNM confirmation code, and they sent it to the wrong number. I'm trying to change this number here.
Yeah, it may not allow you to. Let me see.
You no longer be able to use this number to log in.
Although, for the contact info, you may be able to add a number instead or an email address by clicking on the phone number itself or the contact info. But I don't think it's going to allow you to change it, though.
What's that?
Yeah, it may not allow you to change the phone number, but it should give you the option to add an email address or a phone number instead.
Talk to a client here. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay, sure, yes, no worries.
How's that even looking? Good, we'll start the demo on there. I'm going to call and take this.
No, I wasn't. Okay, confirm email. Yeah, I got another email that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, hang on here. Yeah, they said they sent it to my email, but I'm not seeing that either.
Well, sometimes it takes probably about 2 to 3 minutes before an email goes through. Let's give it a minute. Okay, sure.
Still not coming through.
Oh, okay. You may want to check on your spam or probably don't hold it. Sometimes it goes there though.
Nope.
Okay, I see.
Oops, let me close it and try to...
Yeah, probably try to reload again. Has it not gone through yet?
No. Nope.
you maybe have a different Facebook account that you can create a Facebook page from?
I don't. But. Let's see. Still gonna want me to put a passcode and all that in.
Right. Or sometimes when you try to reset the password, instead of sending you a code, it's just going to give you a notification on the Facebook application just to authorize the login, and that should go through.
Let's see here.
Okay.
That's your email. He sent you an email. Confirmation code. Hey, I don't know what's going on. It's not sending a code.
All right, let me see here. Okay, so here's what we can do instead. Let me just confirm really quick if we can.
Says, confirming this email, you had this email previously, but didn't finish confirming it. Confirm email. I don't know why it's the wrong email address on there too. Fuck, I'm locked out of my Facebook account. I can't even get in there.
Got it. Let me just check. If we can create. Okay.
If we can see your email, this is the right email. Timothy Sandos here at yahoo.com. Okay. Well, this is the right email.
Mm-hmm.
How come it didn't send it to you at the last one? This one right here, is it? This other one. Okay. Alright, let's go back here. The other email that I have in there isn't confirmed, so that one, I don't know why it's sending me the confirmation to the wrong email address.
Well, that is weird.
Oh, hang on, friends. Dashboard, pages, group, save, marketplace, see more, ad center, community notes. Let's explore. Let's settings on privacy. We're going to go to... settings. Account center. Profile details, contact information. Let's see, that's key. And college, high school, city. Pronouns, add language, birth date.
It may need to be added to the contact info page for it to be to your login.
Promos, add city, high school, college, add experience, social links. Let's see if they have my phone number here.
Okay.
Inside profile, now add website. Doesn't say anything about phone number on here.
All right. Let me just go ahead and confirm really quick if we can create the Facebook page for you instead and then run the Facebook ads from there. And then we can just add you as an admin so that you'd still be able to access the Facebook page. If that would work with you, though, if that would be okay with you that we create a page for you instead.
Really don't want to create another page, and then, I don't know, I'm going to be, hang on a second.
Okay, sure, sure, yes, no worries.
Contact information. Okay, delete email. That's the right one. Okay, you deleted your previous email. Close. Okay, this is all right then. Let's see if I can get it to send me a...
Okay. Hopefully it does, though.
Okay. Content purposes, notifications, accessibility, time management, browser, profile details. Social link, city, Milford, it's not the fucking, let me switch my phone number here. Login, recent emails, security checkout, security alerts, storage. Let's see. Manage account, add accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That's for Instagram and WhatsApp. Privacy center, setting up control. Profile details. Oh man, what a nightmare. Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this, because I've been trying to do this now for like 3 weeks, and you guys keep charging.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
You know, it's just... I don't know if I'm going to be able to even do this. Mm-hmm. Edit. Blogger, digital creator. Store your information, access your information. Here we go, add mobile number. Okay, hang on a second here.
Sure, no worries.
G48255152, that's it. Hang on.
All right.
I don't know, maybe Facebook's down or something.
Is it not allowing you to add a number?
Yeah, well, I changed the number and they said they sent it to my SMS with the confirmation code, but I don't see my confirmation code in my text messages.
Well, it may have been sent to the original phone number associated with your Facebook account. Maybe that's the reason why it's not, or you are not receiving the code. Or did it say that, I'm sorry?
They sent my confirmation code to the number that I have, but it's not coming through.
Oh, okay. All right, I see then. Or maybe we can give it another try. I mean, probably just give it another try in the next few hours.
If you call me back later, it'd probably be better. Can we do that?
Sure. Sure, definitely. What time do you prefer for me to call you back?
It's 11 o'clock my time, so like 5 o'clock my
5
time.
O'clock. Uh-huh. All right, yes, I can call you back at 5.
Okay, and I'll keep looking for this confirmation number.
All right, for sure, yes. And then maybe we can go from there for the Facebook business page.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and for the Google Business Profile verification, I'll go ahead and resend the email. Do you maybe have any questions in regards to verification?
So what do we need to do to verify the email for the – you're going to send me the Google video confirmation, right?
Well, there's going to be no confirmation anymore. There's no need for that. So once you receive the link, all you just need to do is to click, or the email rather, once you receive the email, you just need to click on the link, and then you can then click on the button that says Get Verified, and then you can go from there and start with recording.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock.
All right, then. I'll talk to you later then.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye for now, Tim.
Yep, goodbye.